Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. I'm pleased to be joined by Mark Ginther, Senior Director of Business Development at Netronome. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So Mark, why don't we just get started by having you tell me a little bit about Netronome and the solutions that you're bringing to the marketplace.
Netronome is a leader in intelligent server processing. So we make adapter cards that feature our own silicon, and our silicon has over 200 individual RISC-based engines that are used to process packets. So we think of ourselves as a companion processor to an x86, and we offload a lot of the packet classification and routing that would otherwise have to be done by x86 cores.
I think that the products that you're referring to are called FlowNICs, is that right?
Yes.
Why are you targeting offload within the solution, and what benefit does that drive to the end customer?
If you look at data rates of even 10 gigabit, that means there's millions and millions of packets every second that have to be processed by a host. And then if you take that to 40 gig and 100 gig, obviously the situation becomes more extreme. So all those packets need to be inspected, classified, and then sent to their ultimate destination. We think offloading that gives you better CPU utilization because you really want those high-powered Intel Xeon cores to be working on application software. So if we can offload some of that workload from those cores, the whole system becomes much more efficient.
Now, you talked about 200 individual cores running on a FlowNIC. What is the software that you're running on top of that to be able to take advantage of all of those cores?
Right. We run our Linux network offload driver, and that includes most of the software that anyone would need to run in a basic Linux system. We also offload Open vSwitch to our NIC, so you don't have to use CPU cores for that either. There is software that runs on the individual microengines, but that's not something that most customers would ever need to touch.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you all the software that you need with some standard APIs to DPDK, for example. If you've written applications to that interface, we'll support that as well with pull mode drivers.
We're recording this podcast from Dusseldorf. Can you tell me a little bit about what Netronome is showing off at the show and what the response has been?
One of the things that we announced here at the show, actually, we're partners with Advantech, and Advantech announced their new FWA6522C, which is a quad processor Intel-based box, and it's front-ended with the Netronome chip. What that means is we can load balance all of the networking ports coming into the system across those four processors. We can also offload the packet processing and inspection that needs to be done. And more importantly, we can deliver those packets exactly to the core and thread that needs it.
And when you are displaying this product at the event this week, what has the customer response been?
Well, the customer response has been good. They're impressed with four Xeon processors. That's really a high-powered box, and it's great for enterprise security applications like a firewall, next-generation IPS, IDS, load balancer. But we also see interest in NFV-type applications, because if you virtualize this, then it's good for things like a virtual EPC or virtual CPE, where you mm-hmm. have multiple tenants that need to use that kind of processing horsepower.
I know that you are a part of the Network Builders Program at Intel. Can you tell me a little bit about why you guys chose to join Network Builders, and what are the key benefits that you've received from that program?
Sure. Netronome is a leader in server-based processing, but we're only a piece of that solution. So we need other partners to round out the whole solution. Advantech's one example of that. But we're also interested in others that provide solutions, both hardware and software, to build the next generation data center, for example. We're very interested in working with some of the operating system distributors and those that have OpenStack offerings as well to help round out our solution. So we found Network Builders to be a great place to have that kind of ecosystem to meet those partners and work on joint solutions together. So we're excited about where it's leading and how fast it's been growing.
And I believe that you guys have used the DPDK enabling tools on your solution. Is that correct?
Right. We fully support DPDK. We believe that there's been a lot of applications written to that interface. So we support those pull mode drivers as well. That will easily allow people who have written to DPDK interfaces to work with our solution.
When you look forward to the next year, what are you looking for from the networking industry in terms of key steps forward, and how does Netronome plan to participate in that broader engagement?
We see a couple trends. One that's talked about a lot here at the show is NFV, and pretty much every major carrier in the world is interested in NFV, and they're mm-hmm. doing some kind of trials. The key that we think, though, is that it's not enough just to reproduce the functionality that's in a purpose-built box on COTS hardware. You have to make it more efficient. You have to be able to innovate services on that platform. We think Netronome is well-purposed to get that kind of efficiency that's going to make NFV practical for them to deploy. Another area we see a lot of growth in is data centers, and the key there is being able to scale out performance at 10 gig, 50 gig, 40 gig, 100 gig. And those, again, would use some standard x86 servers, but you need some packet processing that is very efficient, very high speed, and we think we're well positioned for that as well. We're going to have some announcements later this year that will further explain what we're doing in those areas.
That sounds exciting. Can you tell me about where folks can find out more information about Netronome's products?
Check our website. That's www.netronome.com. That's Netronome.
Mark, thank you so much for spending the time with us today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Pleasure's mine.